Genesis chapter 32. While Jacob went on his way, the angels of God met him. Jacob exclaimed, "This is God's camp." So he named the place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he told him, "This is what you will say to my lord Esau. This is what your servant Jacob says. I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord so that I may find favor in your sight." The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We went to your brother Esau. He was already coming to meet you, and there are about 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. So he divided the people who were with him, the flocks, the herds, and the camels, into two camps. For he thought, "If Esau comes and attacks one camp, then the other camp that is left may escape." Then Jacob prayed, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who told me, 'Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will do you good,' I am not worthy of the least of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown to your servant, for with just my walking stick I passed over this Jordan River, and now I have two camps. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he may come and attack me along with the mothers and children. And you said, 'I will surely do you good and make your seed as the sand of the sea, too many to be counted.'" So he spent the night there. Then he took from what he had with him and sent it as a gift to his brother Esau, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. He delivered these into the hand of his servants, each herd separately, and said to his servants, "Go ahead of me and put a space between each of the herds." Then he instructed the first group, "When Esau my brother meets you and asks, 'To whom do you belong?' or 'Where are you going?' or 'To whom do these animals ahead of you belong?' then you will say, 'They are your servants, Jacob's. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau. And look, he himself is coming behind us.'" Then he also instructed the second and the third and all that followed the herds, saying, "You are to say the same thing to Esau when you meet him. And you will say, 'Look, your servant Jacob is behind us.'" For he thought, "I will appease him by sending gifts ahead of me. After that I will see his face. Perhaps then he will accept me." So the gifts were sent on ahead of him, while Jacob himself spent the night in the camp. That same night he got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. Then he took them and sent them across the stream, and also sent over everything that he had. So Jacob was left alone. Then a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overcome him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go until you bless me." Then he answered him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." He replied, "Why do you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been spared." When the sun rose as he crossed over Peniel, he limped because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the tendon attached to the hip socket, because he struck Jacob's hip socket tendon.